That looks like the best, that looks like the best seat.
Is Joe White seat?
I like that.
Just packing them in here.
Yeah, I like that, Charlie.
Where's your radio?
Obviously, you guys got the two first questions.
Hey, JV.
He's at least asking questions.
Coach, talk about your roster and put it together and that type of stuff.
I like that. An honest man.
Jay's a little rusty today.
Honestly, can you start with Denard Jackson? What happened? Mm-hmm. You gave the guy a shot.
Well, to be honest with you, usually the organization's the last to know. You've got to go through the league office, and very secretive. They don't give you a whole lot of details, but he is suspended for the year.
You brought him in, and he'd been suspended twice before. You talk about guys having a short leash. When you found out, kind of what was your reaction? What kind of things did you say to him?
I was disappointed because I really like the guy. I like who he is. I like the way he worked. The guy's never been arrested in his life. I just really disappointed for him. He's out for a year. Obviously, he's made some mistakes, but I'm just disappointed for the guy. I really do like him, and I'm really disappointed that he's going to be out.
He's a player, too, isn't he?
He's very much. He's a good football player, a great guy. He's made a couple mistakes, but, like I said, never been arrested. I just like what he stood for.
When did you first get wind of that, and how did it impact other decisions that you made?
Well, we found out yesterday. Obviously, when one guy is going to make your football team, and obviously he's not, or he's off the roster, then you got another spot. So you adjust.
How much does that shape what you guys did at safety in terms of carrying who you did?
Well, we like our safeties. We like the five guys that we have now. The big question is, would it have been six guys or five guys? It's always the ongoing question. And, we do. You got to make some tough decisions. We go with the top 53, and it's never easy. But at the end of the day, you get 53 and a great practice squad and feel very good about where you're at.
Would you rule out bringing him back when he is reinstated in a year, or is that too far?
I got to find out. I don't know anything that's happened thus far, so it's hard for me to speak on something that I really don't know anything about, except that he's suspended.
So you guys could have released him, though, couldn't you, yesterday, but you decided to put him on reserve suspended?
Yeah. Still suspended for a year.
But you guys, he sticks around, or at least you're paying him?
Yeah, we're going to find out what happened first.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Monday's...
You're not paying him, not when he's suspended.
So Monday's absence from practice for Denard, that was unrelated to any of this? That was something separate?
No, it was related to that.
Okay. So you guys did know that something was off?
Yeah. Okay. You don't know anything for sure, though.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Those are things we can't speak on. We've talked about that before.
Right.
Mike, you guys released Tim Hightower yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that was related to his recovery from the ACL, and what was behind that thought process if it wasn't?
Well, again, it's always tough to make those final decisions on your top 53. And a guy like Tim, I think the world of, and he might be back sometime this year, but you gotta cut down. You gotta make the decision that you think is best for your football team, and we went with three running backs and a fullback. But it was a tough decision.
He might be back, meaning he could come back here. You gotta be open to that, or
no, he could come back here. Yeah, could come back here. I thought when he did play, he played well.
Did he suffer a setback at all after the Colts game? It seemed like he was lumping pretty good after.
I think he's a little sore.
Okay.
Like we talked about, but the one run he had off the left side, 20-something yards, that was pretty impressive.
In hindsight, why not put him on the pup list before camp if there was any sort of help there? Or did you think he was going to be healthy, by now?
Well, you could have kept him on the pup list, but you got to do football-related drills. And the only thing he could keep on doing on the pup list is doing what he had been doing for the last 2 months. In order for him to make progress, which he did, tremendous amount of progress, which he got a chance to play. But then again, you got to make decisions that are based on what's best for your organization, your football team. And when you cut down to 53.
A question about the new IR rule. Does a player, in order to be put on the new IR rule, have to suffer his injury after September 4th? Or if you were to go out and re-sign him, could you put him right on the IR?
Well, if anybody that's has a 6 to 8 week injury, then you could put on that list.
But he doesn't qualify in a 6 to 8 week?
No.
What's your confidence level like in your back? Because you got three young guys there, no established veterans.
Well, we feel pretty good. Of course, they want to be on our team, so you got to have a good feel. And D.Y.'s back. I feel good about him. And Banks proved against Tampa Bay that he can get in the backfield now and dot the I and be a return guy, because I know that question's coming up. So he's an extra tailback. That's a possibility. He'd like to play fullback, but I don't think he's big enough for it right now. He thinks he is.
That would be pretty funny.
What do you like about those three guys, Roy Stewart, Morris, and Pelu, working together?
Oh, they're proven players. You know what I mean by proven? I like what I've seen in practice. I like what I've seen in the game. And each guy's got a little bit different quality. It'll be interesting to see these guys compete.
Did Tim's recovery take longer than you guys had anticipated?
Oh, anytime you come off an ACL, what's long? A year?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it was. The fifth game last year against Carolina. And he's done everything he possibly could to get himself in shape. So hopefully he just keeps on feeling better and better.
One more question just to clarify on Hightower. Did his release have more to do with his knee or the three guys that you kept?
Well, the only thing I can say is based on what's best for our football team. You got to take the top 53 guys. And when you put all the factors together, you got to say, hey, what's best for us this year? And that's what we thought was best for us.
When you talked about Tim as a complete back, especially in pass protection compared to the second-year guys and even Alfred, where have you seen the second-year guys, Evan and Roy and Alfred, progress in pass pro?
Well, Alfred, you're not really sure, thus far, because he hasn't done in game situations. But with Lou and Royster, a tremendous amount of production as the season went on relative to pass protection and how to pick up blitzes. When they first came in, they were very raw, and at the end of the season, they had a lot of confidence in what they were doing, and I expect them to play very well this year.
Do you know who your starter is yet?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Can you share?
No.
Would it be a surprise?
I don't know. I don't know. It all depends who you think the starter is.
Who do you think the starter is?
Mike, we're going to be doing this for 10 days.
So there's a good chance, right, that the starter in week one is not the starter in week two, and then week two is not week three. I mean, are you just going to continue to reevaluate, or would you like to go into the season with AI as your number one?
You never know. Sometimes guys will get injured. I've had backs stay healthy and go through the whole year. You rest up when you get tired, and you'd like one guy to carry the load if he's got that ability. But nowadays, it's very hard to find that guy. But we've got three guys that I believe in with a lot of ability. And D.Y., Darryl Young can actually, he's in that 4-5 range as a fullback, and he's pretty impressive. And even though Banks is one, $1.50, he did a pretty good job on that reverse, and not a very good job on that draw. He was a little afraid of those guys, those inside linebackers. But anyway, I think we'll be fine.
With Brandon, you had talked about wanting to see him as a receiver and make him as a receiver. What did you see in his development there from, first start part of camp until the end?
Well, he did a good job. He's done a good job, throughout training camp, and he proved that he can play at the wide receiver position. But the one thing about Brandon, he can make plays. If you have him as we ran in a round or a reverse, and not many people can make a corner miss like that and get a 40-something yard gain. And, if you have to put him in the backfield, he can run as a tailback because he has such great quickness. So he's a guy it's a playmaker, and, he's proved that since he's been here, and we've got to find ways to get him the football.
You talk about the decision to keep Briscoe and let go of Anthony and just what that all came down to.
Yeah, it's always a tough decision because you got two excellent football players, and you're much deeper at the wide receiver position. And then you also look at who you're going to dress on, which game, how many receivers can be up, who's going to be on special teams, who's going to be backup Z, backup X. And at the end of the day, we decided to go in that direction. Briscoe is a little bit bigger guy, 6'2", in that 220 range, a very physical receiver. Where Anthony's more of that X guy, where he's got that great speed, very similar to Garcon and Robinson and even Banks. So we thought we were a little deeper at that X position than we were that Z position. And so that's why we went in that direction.
With Briscoe, I know he practiced, a little bit with specials, but did get the opportunity on Wednesday. How big of a, I guess, concern going forward is that? Will he need time to really, I guess, develop what Danny and you want him to do in terms of special teams before he can play in the regular season?
Well, first of all, if you're going to play special team, you got to be part of the top five receivers. And if you're not, you don't play special team. So when you do start getting some depth at the wide receiver position, who's able to play special teams? And so who is that fifth receiver? Who's that fourth receiver? And Armstrong probably was not going to dress when you take a look at a guy like Aldrick Robinson and Pierre Carson. And if you do take a guy like Banks, there's a lot of different scenarios you could have. But I loved Anthony because I loved the guy. He's a great guy, very smart, knew all three positions. And it was really a tough decision to pick one of those guys. But, we're going to make decisions which we think is best for our football team. And I think you guys like Briscoe, in the future.
How close did you come to trading Anthony?
There's a lot of hypotheticals. We can go through all that all day. We try to trade every player that we got. Everybody does, but it doesn't happen very often.
Desmond told a few of us that he didn't find out.
I mean, guys that we're going to release, obviously. Not everybody. I know. We're trying to trade Robert. I know. I could see that going on.
This guy responded to my tweet. He was upset that he tried to trade Robert.
Desmond told a few of us that he didn't really find out until like 8:58 or 8:59. Does that kind of speak to how tough the decision was and how much was going on behind the scenes?
Well, I don't think anybody knows for sure. They're hoping not to get that phone call. Yeah. But there's a lot of players I do call in, and I did talk to Desmond before that, a few hours before that, and just shared some of my thoughts about our football team and the direction we were going. I felt very good about my conversation with him.
Mike, is it a little risky to only keep four corners?
Yeah, but be a little patient. It might not be the final list, right now. Chances are we won't stay with four corners.
Is that
a little risky? Yeah, that's a little risky. Four corners.
Is that why you left the one spot open?
No, not really. A lot of times we'll go to a 52 because we know we're going to get somebody, and we don't want to show our hand at the last second. What I mean by that, if all of a sudden you go and you get a guy that you want, and you let a guy go late. You show people what you think of that guy. So sometimes we'll go to 52 just so we don't show our poker hand and let a guy go on a Thursday or a Friday just to get somebody on the 53.
Like you Preston Butler.
Preston Butler.
Yeah. Pardon me?
Preston Butler.
It's already out?
Yeah.
Sorry, I guess you guys know. Yeah.
This thing called Twitter.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was 4:00, but I forgot about the tweets and the Facebooks, and I'm behind times.
What do you guys like about him?
We just think he's a football player. We liked him at Pittsburgh and speed, the way he plays the game. Had an injury, and we think he's recovered from it. And if he has, I think we got a good football player.
A year ago, you did not re-sign Chris Wilson, kept Marcus White essentially as a redshirt all year, backed him on a couple of games.
Right.
Now this year, you signed Wilson back, and you decided to release White. Do you find it? Feel like you maybe lost a year there with White?
Oh, not at all. I mean, that's why you bring people in. That's why you have competition. I think if you ask Chris Wilson what it's like being out of football for a year, he'd say it doesn't feel very good. So when guys come back and they're out for a little bit, he signed with Philly, obviously was released. When he had his opportunity to come back here, you saw him work a little bit harder. He played better, and he earned himself a position on this football team.
Can you speak more to Wilson? I mean, that's a great story. He's here for 4 years. He's out of the league. Mm-hmm. Comes back as a guy on the bottom of the linebacking chart and makes the team.
Well, that's what I think this what we're all about when we put a football team together. We try to tell our football players that we really don't care what you've done in the past, because what you've done in the past is a past. It's what you're doing now and what you're doing for this football team. There's a lot of guys that have been Pro Bowls, and all of a sudden the next year, they're gone. They don't work the same in the offseason. They're not committed. They got different priorities. And in order to do something special as a football team, you got to have everybody going in the same direction. Our football team knows that, and they understand it, and that's why I feel good about the guys we got.
Was Butler here, and did he practice today?
No, he did not.
Okay. No. But he is.
Now, remember, we just picked these guys a little while ago.
Okay.
They're just 1:00 for the first time.
Oh, right. Okay.
They knew.
It takes a while to build a team. How much better do you feel about your roster now than you did when you first came in?
Oh, I feel really good about our football team. It's changed, obviously, completely. And, you got guys that fit your system. You got the the guys that you're hoping that will all step up and play extremely well. I like the attitude going in. I like the competition, and hopefully we play accordingly.
Mike, if you exclude Banks from the receiver group last year, you only have two receivers that are back in Santana and Hank. Is that an indication of where you really thought this team needs to get better? You've talked about playmakers. Is that an area that you targeted and said, we got to turn things over?
Well, I think if you look at the whole football team, you know, there's, I mean, offense or defense. Offensively, I think we got two guys back that I had 2 years ago. Defensively, maybe three or four, three starters, maybe two backups. Yeah. So we've got a lot more competitive. I think we got a lot younger, hopefully a lot better. Time will tell.
When you came into camp, or maybe at some point in the offseason, did you think it would be possible that you would be able to retain all of your draft picks on the 53 with the exception of one, and then the one counted on the 61? Or?
Yeah, you feel pretty lucky, because that doesn't happen very often. I feel very good about the draft. Now, time will tell exactly what level they play at. But, you know, it is kind of unusual to have as many draft picks as we've had in the last couple of years, you know, not only make the team, but play as well and, you know, give some contribution, you know, to what we're trying to do. And you're just hoping that they get to the next level. They're Pro Bowl players and just not good football players.
You told Brandon at the start of the preseason he had to make the roster as a wideout. Did he force his way on as a wide receiver, or at some point did you just say he made too many teams as a punt returner? What went into the decision to keep it?
Now remember, as a punt returner or kickoff returner, you don't have to punt to a return. And with these kickers on the 35-yard line, they don't get a whole lot of reps. So if a guy's going to make your football team, he's going to make your football team because he's a playmaker. And like I said, I meant that. As a wide receiver, if he's catching a bubble or a reverse, he's got a chance to make plays. So he made our football team because he's a football player, and I think he can add to winning games for us in the future.
Inside linebacker, you got Lorenzo, who's playing there for the first time, and then Keenan, who is a rookie. Does that kind of speak to Lorenzo's progress in terms of picking it up, that you feel comfortable going with the guy there?
Yeah, Lorenzo is very smart, and he's you know, he's really dedicated. He does everything that you hope a football player would do, a lot like London Fletcher. But he's going to be prepared. If it's special teams, defense, and you say he's not fast enough, you say he's not quick enough, and he always seems to get the job done, both on defense and on special teams. So you want those type of guys in your football team. And, you know, again, he's earned that spot.
You guys cut Eric Cook. He was your backup center. But what does it say about Josh Larivas' development there at center?
Well, you're always hoping that a guy as an offensive lineman can come in and play right away. It's very hard as an offensive lineman to come in and play your first year. But Josh has done a great job playing both the center and guard position. Chris Chester also can play the center and guard position. Corey Lichtensteiger can play the guard and the center position. What direction we would go if something happened to Will, I can't tell you for sure, but we do have some flexibility at that position. And then normally with the offensive line, in the perfect scenario is to go with seven guys. And you have to have guys that can obviously play the tackle position and both back up the center and the guard position, or have the flexibility to move people around. And I think we have that, and hopefully you know, we can stay healthy.
Does it, looking at it, do you feel like this, you've talked about it a little bit, but the depth this year, is it what you expected, that it'd be much better than last year on that offense?
Oh, yeah, it's much better. Yeah, much better. I think you could see it in our preseason games, you know, that, you know, we had a group of guys playing together, and, you know, we stayed intact. And so, and now you bring back maybe a practice player or two, and you're hoping that those guys get better as well.
Did Jordan Black surprise you at all? He showed up here so light and hadn't been in the league for a year.
No, because when you looked at film, you could see the speed and the quickness, and he fit in our scheme extremely well. It did surprise me that he gained so much weight so quickly, you know, from 275 to 285 in, you know, 3 or 4 days, and that's a little bit surprising to me, but, you know, he looked quick, and he earned himself a position.
We know how to put on the pounds that quickly, you know.
Yeah,
doesn't surprise us.
I know. I'm not going to touch that one either. That's a softball pitch. Yeah.
Are you fairly confident that Corey will be able to fully practice this week? I know it's kind of early, but
you know, he's practiced the last two or three practices, and it's not really practice; it's more of a jog through. And you know, I'll find out more this week on Monday to see how he is, but he's going to give it a shot.
Well, you had a chance to review Billy's miss from 46 yards the other night. What do you think was the problem with that?
He just missed. Yeah, that's life in the NFL. What was he, 4 for 5?
Yeah.
I'll take 80%. I'll take 80%.
3 for 4. Yeah.
3 for 4. Was it 3 for 4?
Yeah, 3 for 4.
Oh, I got extra points. I don't know, I got 4 out of 5 out of that one. But anyway.
Hey, unrelated to the roster, with trend around the league this year, seems to be a lot of young quarterbacks playing right away, starting first or second year. What do you attribute that to, and are they coming in the league better prepared? Is it the success of some other guys the last 5 years that maybe precipitated, you know, quicker playing time for some of these guys? What do you think?
Well, I can't speak for everybody in the league, but to me, when you do play a quarterback that's young, you know, you're going to take a look at what he does and what he does best, and you feel like he's your best option to win, not only in short term, but the long term. They might not have the experience, but you want them to get the experience, and you know that what the top level is of play, and you're hoping that they get there very quickly.
Have you seen them come into the league better prepared the last few years? You know, have offenses in college evolved that they are that way?
I think a lot depends on the supporting cast. I don't think people understand on, regardless of what quarterback you have, you have to have a supporting cast. You have to have a good system. I've seen guys that I think are excellent quarterbacks and with a pretty good supporting cast, and I think with a system that doesn't really fit the quarterback, and they look, you know, pretty average to me. So I think for a guy to really shine in the National Football League, he's got to have everything.
You talk about kind of fitting systems a lot. Just going back to Cundiff, the last couple of years, from what we've been told, it's not always about booting the ball through the back of the end zone. You guys had the second best coverage unit in football, went for like hang time, maybe a little shorter kick. He's got 84 touchbacks the last 2 years. When you bring him in, do you just tell him to kick the ball through the back of the end zone?
Well, I would think that probably would be a pretty good game plan. How about talking to Danny for me? See if we can get that.
I'd like to talk to Danny.
The problem is he doesn't want to talk to you. No,
Danny,
from a serious standpoint, is anytime a guy can, you know, kick touchbacks, you're going to let him kick touchback. You know, 20-yard line to start is a great field position. So, yeah, if you can get that done, that would be a good goal.
Is it fair to say then the philosophy has changed because of the personnel now?
What you always do is look at your personnel. Mm-hmm. You always look at your personnel. So when you say a philosophy, it all depends, offense, defense, or special teams, what your guys can do best. And obviously, we're not going to go through our game plan, but we're going to do that in every phase.
Just for accuracy's sake, can you confirm any of the names that on the practice squad already? Because there's Worthington and Compton, is that right? Or?
Yeah, that's correct. Man, is that Twitter too?
Well, Emmanuel, sure. Yeah. What was it? Emmanuel.
Beat again.
Arsenal?
What's that?
Arsenal. Emmanuel Arsenal.
Something like that.
Uh huh. Yeah. Good guess, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you tell us anyone else on the practice squad?
No, but if you guys guess, I'll tell you if you're right.
Marcus White.
I can't tell you that because it's not correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No. I hear you.
Anything else? Okay, guys.
Thanks, Mike.